Coming up on episode number 581, it's Thursday night, cover story night, and for once we're actually going to do this on somebody's birthday. It is John Cameron Fogarty's birthday. John Fogarty, lead singer, guitarist, and songwriter for Creedence Clearwater Revival. So let's listen to some music of Creedence Clearwater Revival covered by other bands, as well as a couple covers by the man himself, and a strange band called the Blue Ridge Rangers. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's May 28th, 2009. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville, where we pick an artist and or a band and show you several different interpretations of that artist or band's music performed by other artists. Tonight, focusing on Creedence Clearwater Revival and John Fogarty. A band that was actually only together for 4 years, from 1968 until 1972, which is surprising when you consider how many big hits they had. Almost Saturday Night, Centerfield. Actually, that was a John Fogarty solo song, but... Proud Mary. You know what? Almost Saturday Night is a solo John Fogarty song, too. I could mention Proud Mary, Fortunate Son, Born on the Bayou, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? There we go. There's some John Fogarty songs. I was looking at the wrong notes. And rather than embarrass myself any further, let's go ahead and get right into the music. This one came out in 1970, just a little bit after the original version of Proud Mary came out. There's so many versions of Proud Mary for me to pick from. I narrowed it down to two, and I'm going to begin the show with one and end the show with another. This version comes from 1970. It's from Billy Paul, who had that big hit with Me and Mrs. Jones. Remember that one? This comes from his 1970 album, Ebony Woman, and it's a little bit of a more upbeat, jazzy take on Proud Mary. Here's Billy Paul.
Left every job in the city, working for the man every night and day. But I never lost 1 minute of sleeping, worried about the way things might have been. Big wheel keep on turning, Proud Mary keep on burning, 'cause I'm rolling, rolling, rolling on a River Queen, rolling, rolling, rolling on a River Queen. Cleaned a lot of plates in Memphis, pumped a lot of pain in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of the city until I hit the riverboat to New Orleans. Big wheel keep on turning. River Queen, if you come down by the river, bet you're gonna find some people who live. You don't have to worry, 'cause you don't have to have money. People on the river are happy to give. Big wheel keep on turning, Proud Mary keep burning, 'cause I'm rolling, rolling, rolling on a River Queen, rolling.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, the red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, they point the cannon right at you. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no senator's son. It ain't me. It ain't me. I'm no fortunate one. Some folks are born silver spoon in hand. Lord, don't they help themselves? But when the tax man comes to the door, the house look like a rummage sale. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no millionaire, son. It ain't me. It ain't me. I'm no fortunate one. Some folks inherit star-spangled eyes. Oh, they send you down to war. And when you ask them, how much shall we give? The only answer is more, more, more. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no military son. It ain't me. It ain't me. I ain't no fortunate one.
There's a bad moon on the rise.
Tia Gilmore and her cover of Bad Moon Rising from her 2004 release Loft Music. Gorgeous rendition there that strips out all the rockabilly Elvis Presley and Carl Perkins of the original. Really, really great version. Going out to Doug, who requested that, Bad Moon Rising. Before that, Fortunate Son, a version there by Donovan Frankenreiter from his 2007 release Recycled Recipes. I love his voice, his style. It's kind of a cool little Jack Johnson-y, laid-back, mellow guitar folk version there. Very, very different from the Pearl Jam cover that I've played on Coverville before. Very, very different. And then we start off that set with Proud Mary by Billy Paul. It comes from a 1970 album called Ebony Woman. And very interesting. I found out while I was looking for that song that Billy Paul also does a version of Prince's Purple Rain. So I'll have to scout out and find that one. That sounds like it's going to be awesome. Coverville brought to you tonight by Bluehost.com. Check them out at, at Bluehost.com for $6.95 a month. You get unlimited file space, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited transfer. They'll even help you set up your website. And when you're ready to sign up with them, make sure you go to coverville.com and look for the link on the right side of the page or in the show notes of this episode, because it does give me a little bit of a kickback. Bluehost.com. See, a shorter little sponsorship there for that one. All right, let's get to... Oh, this is a good one. This is a really good one. This is The Foo Fighters. This came out on a UK single for their album, or for their single Resolve, only available in the UK, and it's only available on the second disc of that single. But it's a cover of Creedence's Born on the Bayou, performed by The Foo Fighters. They keep it kind of straight, kind of close to the original, but still not hard to hear that Foo Fighters sound. Here is Born on the Bayou.
Cause he'll get you. fish spot, walking along the river road at night, barefoot girls dancing in the moonlight. Now I can hear the bullfrog calling me. I wonder if my rope's still hanging a tear.
Stop this messing around.
99 and a half, performed by Creedence Clearwater Revival. That version comes just recently on a brand new CD called Creedence Covers the Classics. It's a cover of Wilson Pickett. Now, all this stuff has been released before, but it's a great place to get a great collection of Creedence covers. Of course, you get Susie Q. You get, what was the other big one? Heard It Through the Grapevine, Midnight Special. And then you get a bunch of other kind of lesser known ones like Before You Accuse Me, Ooby Dooby, Nighttime is the Right Time. And one of those you'll definitely hear on Coverville Bonus Tracks. If you are a Coverville citizen, you'll get the episode that has some additional stuff, some additional content for you, for your Creedence. Before that, you heard Green River, covered by Ian Moss. Now, Ian Moss may not be a household name in the U.S., but he is a household name in Australia. He's the former guitarist for that band called Cold Chisel, which launched the career of Jimmy Barnes, who is definitely a household name down under. That is a very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? I mean, it's very close to the original. It's a, but it is a very, boy, just stumbling all over my words here. The guitar performance on that song is phenomenal. Just an amazing performance there by Ian Moss, who is such an amazing guitarist and really got a chance to show off his chops in that song, Green River. Before that, the Blue Ridge Rangers with a cover of Jambalaya on the Bayou, which was a Hank Williams song. Now, who are the Blue Ridge Rangers? Well, it's more the question more should be, who is the Blue Ridge Rangers? It's John Fogerty himself playing all the instruments. It was something he did after the breakup of Creedence Clearwater Revival. It was his way of kind of showcasing himself as a solo artist and also distancing himself from the Creedence Clearwater Revival legacy and kind of separating himself from that, getting a chance to kind of play some of those great American songs that influenced him so much. And then that set started off with Born on the Bayou by the Foo Fighters from that UK single for Resolve, Disc 2. It is available on Amazon.com, so I will put a link in the show notes to where you can pick up your copy of that single, because I don't think it's available here in the U.S. Well, I did mention Coverville Citizens just now, and let's take a moment to tell you a little bit more about it. If you haven't heard the audio piece that I threw into the feed a few days ago, I'm introducing a new program called Coverville Citizen. It's a way that you can help support Coverville, help me with some of the costs of the show, the licensing, the songs, the things like that, the hosting, the bandwidth, the P.O. box, stuff like that. And also, it's a chance for you to get some swag as well. With your donation, with your joining of the Coverville Citizen program, you get a subscription to Coverville Bonus Tracks, which is a show that collects all the additional songs that I have to strip out of the show due to time constraints. Believe me, I pulled a few songs out of the playlist tonight just to get it down to 10 songs for this cover story here, as well as some stuff out of the Neil Finn cover story last week. Every year, you'll also get a DVD containing the previous 100 episodes in either AAC or MP3 format, and you'll also get a custom-designed Coverville t-shirt every year. Now, I've had a lot of requests from people who like the idea of supporting the show, but they don't want the swag, they don't want the DVD, they don't want the Coverville t-shirt, but they do want a subscription to Coverville Bonus Tracks. So this weekend, I will be introducing a $30 option where you can get just Coverville Bonus Tracks and help support the show. You won't get the DVD, you won't get the t-shirt, and we can save the printing and postage on all of that. So look for that on the website this weekend. Look for it on the Coverville.com Citizens page. If you go to coverville.com/citizens, all lowercase, then you'll find the sign-up link that will also this weekend have the lower-price donation option. And if you've already signed up for the full-priced option, just let me know, and we'll get you switched over and refund you some money back. All right, let's go ahead and get to the last set of music here, starting off with a cover that I knew as soon as I was putting together the Creedence show, I had to include this song. It's a cover by Joan Jett from her 1990 covers album called The Hit List. Here's Joni with Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
Long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I left a good job in the city, working for the man every night and day. And I never lost 1 minute of sleeping, worrying about the way things might have been. Big wheel, keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on burning. In Memphis, I pumped a lot of pain down in New Orleans, but I never saw the good side of the city until I hitched a ride on the Riverboat Queen. Big wheel, keep on turning. Proud Mary, keep on burning. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river.
See him in Star Trek, and you can hear him on Coverville. You knew I had to include that. Leonard Nimoy's cover of Proud Mary from the 1988 compilation Golden Throats, The Great Celebrity Sing-Off. Yeah. I really like how the fact that he goes toinin', big wheel keep on toinin', a couple times in that song. I don't think that's his accent at all. Leonard Nimoy with Proud Mary. Before that, This Queen from that album Play from last year with a cover of John Fogerty's solo Centerfield. And right before that, Creedence Clearwater Revival's Have You Ever Seen the Rain, covered by Joan Jett from her 1990 album called Hit List. And with that, we are going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to send me an email to let me know of a song I forgot or maybe make a request for next time, please do. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can visit the webpage, coverville.com, where you'll find the forum and the show notes, where you can post your comments, rate the songs you just heard, and communicate publicly with other Coverville listeners. We will be back with episode number 582, hopefully soon. In the next few days, absolutely. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.